Happy Thanksgiving. You didn't think we were taking the day off, did you? It's Thursday, November 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, it's a busy day for a lot of people, from turkey trots to football games, and of course, the food. Coming up, we've got a special Wisconsin Life about how your taste buds can help you remember things and bring back certain memories. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. You know, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I love gathering around family and friends to watch football and, of course, eat the great food. But the holidays can be trying as well if you're missing that seat around the table. That was the case for Robert Kennedy as he volunteered to take on one of the most important roles of Thanksgiving, the role of hosting.
It can be a mindless routine or an act of utter desperation, but we all do it. Sooner or later, the products and offshoots of our lives catch up with us, and we are confronted with the need to do some housekeeping. Cleanliness has some benefit, and who doesn't appreciate the extra space that comes from the periodic sort and pitch? But of all the reasons for housekeeping, nothing works for me like the rush of impending company. On impulse, I invited the family for Thanksgiving. It also made sense. Mom had passed away in September, and I knew the loss would be especially poignant around this favorite of family gatherings. As I cleaned and primped, I recalled the celebrations that Mom had engineered over the years. There was always a spread for holidays like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. Birthdays also ranked, as did baptisms, first communions, graduations, anniversaries, and visits from relatives. Actually, no event was unworthy. It was the act of getting together itself that was important. Excuses were rarely needed. I wanted everything to be perfect, though I knew it wouldn't be, and not just because of Mom's absence. My wife had a full work schedule. I'd be on my own. Worse, I'm a terrible housekeeper. Still, I was going to try. During a vacuuming break, I gave Dad a call. As the conversation wandered, I found myself reviewing the menu items I planned for the meal. "Aren't you going to have cranberries? You can't have Thanksgiving without cranberries," he said. Among the million things I'd overlooked, I wasn't too concerned about cranberries. But if Dad wanted them, what was another trip to the store? "Fresh canned or frozen," came the reply when I finally asked the store clerk for help. Erring toward simplicity, I skipped the fresh. I do that a lot, hedge my bet and hope for the best. That's probably why there's so much clutter in my life. Like a grocery store, I keep lots of things on the shelf, all with potential value. The trick is figuring out what to keep. I love the moment when guests arrive, a thin ice of anticipation shatters as everyone tumbles in. From there, we sail on together. What's more, the housekeeping is done, and with our clan at least, it's replaced with commotion. This Thanksgiving, the commotion lasted until the Packers had won, and we began to take our places for dinner. Maybe it was the letdown after the game, or perhaps the sense that someone was missing. In any case, everyone was unusually quiet. Then someone asked about cranberries, frozen or canned. Neither would likely replace what was lacking at that point. I'd started for the freezer when my son Colin remembered. "I think there are some cranberries from Grandma in the refrigerator." And so there were. Mom had left them as a gift on an almost forgotten visit. She never knew the space her gift would help to fill. We will always have housekeeping. Life demands it. Sometimes what we keep can make all the difference, even if we don't know it's there.
Thanks to Robert Kennedy for bringing us that story. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org, on Facebook, and on Instagram. I'm Alex Crow, and that will do it for our holiday show. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. Our producers today were John Davis and Mallory Chang. We'll be right back here in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning. Have a great holiday. Hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.